sake, a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Yes, 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 amen, praise God. God's grace that holds my heart to fear, and grace my faith relay. How gracious did that grace appear, day hour I trust it. Thank the Lord, amen, amen, amen. Through hidden just yes, amen. And grace will lead me home. Yes, yes, yes. When you've been dead, and sin is light shining as the sun. First begun, the earth shall soon dissolve like smoke. The sun forbid to shine, but God who called me. Lord, he'll be forever mine. Praise God, oh, praise God, God,
praise God.
Amen, let's praise him, amen.
Praise God,
praise God,
praise God, amen. Praise God. Praise God, praise God,
praise God,
praise God, amen. Amazing grace, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Once I was blind, but now I can see. Once I was lost, but God came looking for me and found me. Tonight, even it is by that grace, same grace, that Lord has given to us to be gathered here tonight. Oh, just look up unto him tonight and say, Lord, I thank you for the grace. Amen. Just say, Lord, thank you for the grace. Just pray. Just say, Lord, I thank you for the grace. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I magnify you. Lord, I lift up your name in high esteem. Lord, you are more than great, Lord. Thank you that, Lord, amazing grace is always sufficient, Lord. Father, even in our homes, it's always grace. At our working places, it is always grace. In our schools, it is always grace. And every footstep we take, it is always grace. Oh, the grace that, Lord, that you had for us, Lord, even before the foundation of the world. Oh, that, Lord Jesus, not for anything good that we have done. Not for anything that, Lord, we have done. But the grace. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And we thank you that it's the same grace that will lead us home. The same grace that will show us the way. Your provided way, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for this evening. We bless you, Lord. Thank you for the amazing grace. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. That grace has gathered us here tonight. Lord, we go through many dangers, toils and snares. But always your grace brings us safely home. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, my God. Thank you, Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we show our appreciation to you tonight, Lord. That grace has always been sufficient for us. We thank you, the Lord, by that same grace we are gathered here tonight. Amen. Because it is you that have called us, Lord. Because your word says no one can approach you unless, Lord, you call that one. And we believe that, Lord, you have called us tonight. And Father, your word tells us as many that, Lord, you have caused to approach unto you. Father, you said they will be satisfied. So tonight, Lord, we know that to God your word will come in a special way that, Father, it will give us the spirit of prayer, O Lord, even to pray, O God, to magnify your name. We thank you, Lord Jesus, even as we read your word, O God, we commit the reading of the word, O Lord, into your hands. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will lay his hands upon it, O God, and make it alive unto us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God richly bless you. We thank the Lord for the amazing grace. Brother, I love your songs tonight. Satan is beaten. Praise the Lord. Let's, as we are, standing, let's quickly turn to the reading of the word. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 6. A powerful word of God. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 to 6. Let's hear the word of God. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your disobedience is fulfilled. Amen. Amen. Having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads again. Heavenly Father, your word is so sweet. Amen. And that, Lord, we are here tonight to enjoy, Lord, your word, O God. Amen. So, Father, take your word tonight. Amen. And let it be a living fire, Lord, Amen. Unto us, even as we come to you with all humility and lowliness, Lord. Amen. Father, bless us tonight by your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? The word is so great. And tonight, our exhortation before we pray, I entitled it, "The Word, Our Weapon." Amen. Amen. The Word, Our Weapon. Amen. Brother, some believe in chariots. Some believe in horses. Amen. Some believe in what? Amen. Atomic bombs. But the Bible says, I and you, Amen. We will remember. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. The name of our Lord God. Amen. Praise the Lord. As David told Goliath, he said, "You come to me with your sword, with your shield, with all what you have. But I come in the name of the Lord of hosts." Oh, praise the Lord. The word, our weapon. No other weapon is greater than the word of God. Amen. Before I start, I want to commend... And then through that, I will bring our subject. I want to commend all the parents in this house. Amen. Amen. The parents in this house, you love your children. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's an evidence. You really love your children. Amen. Amen. The children are not many here. I should have told them, look, the few that are here, listen. Your parents love you. Amen. 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 Adam is not here. Oh, praise the Lord. Your parents love you. Amen. Amen. And you know, the winter is just around the corner. And I believe every parent, before he or she allows her child or his child to go out, he has to make sure he's well what? He's well dressed. Because you know what winter carries along, brings along. So you need to do what? You need to prepare your child before he goes out. Because you know what is outside there. Amen. Amen. Putting on hand gloves, scarf, then this. Amen. You make sure that he's well dressed. Praise God. Amen. So it is with our Father in heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. He knew what is out here. So before, he had already what? Prepared us. Oh, praise the Lord. So that we'll be able to meet the situation, the condition, as we parents do to our children. You will never. Winter is around the corner. See, one is holding his own over there. Praise the Lord. You will not just let your children go out with what? Just a t-shirt. Praise God. Amen. That same, if we earthly fathers are so particular about our children. Oh, what about that holy God? Hallelujah. He will never allow us to go just like that. Amen. He knew that something is going to take place. So he got to prepare his children. He has to what? Fortify them. Let's read something. He said, God is an infinite God, and he knew all things before they ever were. Amen. He knew the end from the beginning. Amen. And he knew that he would have children on the earth here. Amen. See, that's the foreknowledge of God. He said, and he knew his enemy, the devil. Praise the Lord. He knew his enemy, the devil, would attack these his children. And the prophet said, don't you believe that he would provide for his children the best he could to protect them? Amen. Anytime you get this, you can take this message book, The Conflict Between God and Satan, preached in Craigville, 1962. That's where I'm bringing our message, our exhortation tonight. Amen. Amen. He said, would you, now the prophet was asking the congregation, would you not tonight to your children who can't take care of themselves, don't you struggle and work and do everything that you can to provide the best that you can for those children? Praise the Lord. Look at the way we always struggle. See? Going to work, whether it's winter or whatever the condition is. If it were to be only you, you probably wouldn't have mind so much. But because of the children, you are doing all these things. He said, the prophet said, yes, because you are a father, a parent. And if an earthly parent will be particular for his children, what then could we say about God, the Heavenly Father? Amen. 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 He said, the prophet said, parenthood originated from him. You see? Because he was the first parent. Praise God. He said, do you not think God, seeing what Satan would be, knowing what the enemy attack would be, would not fortify his children? Amen. God would surely, because he knew what the devil, his enemy, he knew what he's going to do. And he knew that his children would be out there. So he got to fortify his children. Amen. And God, being an infinite, knew this great warfare was coming between what? Right and wrong. God knew that a great warfare was coming between right and wrong. God on the right side, Satan on the wrong side. Praise the Lord. He knew what it took to defeat Satan anytime, any place, anywhere, on any condition. Oh, praise the Lord. God knows what can defeat Satan. And that is exactly what he will provide for his children. The thing that will defeat Satan. Amen. And he was saying that, the prophet was saying that God will not say, I will give them something here, and then in a few years later, I may study out something better to give them. And then after some few years later, you see, God is what? An infinite God. And he instantly knew the weapon that he has to give to his children. Praise the Lord. He's not like a man. You know, we men of this world, we improve upon our weapons. You see, according to time. You go and spy your other nation, what they are trying to build. And then you start to also try to build something to counter it in case of there is a war. That's what is going on. So they keep on improving. You know, it started with bows and arrows. And then muskets. You go, pow! Then you put in another one. Pow! Then improvement came. Rifle, you can put more this in. Oh, praise the Lord. So man improving all the time. God is not like a man. Right from the beginning, he knew the weapon. Amen. Once. No improvement. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Nothing to what? To bring it to a perfection. No way. Right from the beginning, God knew he has only one weapon. From the beginning to the end. Oh, praise God. Amen. But man started with bows and arrows, and now we have what? Atomic bombs. See, and still, no way. That's not the word of God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. God is not like a man who always has to improve upon his warfare arsenals. Praise the Lord. And he said, but God at the beginning in the Garden of Eden gave his children the atomic weapon because he is the infinite God. Now, seeing there was going to be a conflict and there was going to be a battle, God equipped his children with the right kind of ammunition, the right kind of attack, the right kind of everything that they had need of, that will sweep them from way from Eden into the rapture. Amen. Amen. The same weapon. Started from the Garden of Eden. And that's the same weapon that will what? Will defeat the enemy until we go to the rapture. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. Oh, what a mighty God that we are serving. Amen. He said there is no substitution with God. And then the prophet said, why do we want a substitution? Something else? When we already got the best thing there is. And he said, now, what is this weapon? And the prophet said, the word. Amen. 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 What defeats Satan is the word. Amen. He said it will defeat him anywhere, amen, any place. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The word will defeat Satan any place. Anywhere. The word, our weapon. Oh, tonight, we're going to take the word tonight, our weapon, and chase the devil out. He's afraid of that. The only thing Satan is afraid. Praise the Lord. He's not afraid of anything else. But what? Only the word. Amen. And he said, Jesus came on earth here to demonstrate for us to see and to know how to use this weapon. Amen. Oh, praise God. Amen. He came to show us how to use this weapon. Amen. Against Satan. And he did it. Amen. And the prophet said, it is written. Amen. It is written. Amen. Thus saith the Lord. Amen. 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 When he tries to say other thing, he has said, hey, Thus saith the Lord. Amen. When he begins to say, but you know, say, ah, no, 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 but it is written. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. The prophet said, this weapon is not just for one or two in a church. It is for everyone.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It is for everyone.
Amen.
And so, Jesse, tonight, it's for you.
Amen.
You got to take the weapon tonight.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Mm. He said, every believer has a right to take this word and fight the enemy anywhere you meet him.
Amen.
Anywhere you meet him. Anywhere you meet the enemy, this word is what you have to use. And Jesus proved it when he came. So he equipped his children with the word for their protection against the enemy.
Amen.
Amen. The word being your what? Your protection against the enemy. The word. Hmm.
Amen.
Because if you don't hold the word, you are just like a cotton wool for Satan. Praise God.
Amen.
But when he sees that you have the word, he's afraid.
Amen.
When Satan visited, always goes to Job and his children meetings, he just sit down and then he cannot do anything because the word was there. Amen.
Amen.
Parents, bring that word in your homes.
Amen.
So that when Satan comes, he will just stand by the door and just be shaking and watching.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And even that small boy, that small child of yours, when he shouts, amen, you see the devil that's just shaking.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Let's make sure the word is our fortress in our homes. Praise God. And that is true prayer. Now the prophet said, now let us see how Satan attacks. Because when you got to know the way how your enemy does what? Does his attack. So that you know also how to what? To be able to bring him down. So let us see how Satan attacks. That it is very important to know his strategies.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. So Satan, when he came to attack in the Garden of Eden, he knew the children of God were fortified. You see? He knew the children of God were fortified with this word. So what did he do? He attacked the word. See? He never attacked the being. He attacked the word. Praise the Lord. That's the way how Satan comes. He attacks the word first. He said, that's what the prophet said. He attacks the word first. You see, in the Garden of Eden, that's what he did. Let's quickly turn to Genesis. Genesis 3.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Genesis 3. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruits of the trees of the garden, but of the fruits of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. That is the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. That was protecting them. That was their weapon. The word of God. Don't eat. Don't taste. Don't what? Touch. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. See? For God know, doth know that in the days ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. See? Praise the Lord. Attacking the word of God. God said, ye shall surely die. And he also said, ye shall not surely die. Attacking the word. My brethren, the prophet said, let's take notice of this. The thing he does is that he gets you to deny the word. That's the thing he does. He gets you to deny the word. The word says this. And if you allow Satan to come, then he said, well, let's see. Let's continue before we talk. He said, Satan, when he came to attack in the Garden of Eden, he said, so Satan, to attack the word in the Garden of Eden, he had to find something, see? And do you know what he used? Reasoning. Amen. Amen. Reasoning. For you to reason about the word. See? Now he tells you, you will surely die. You see? Brother Pepe, you will not die, eh? But you see, it will make you wise. You'll be like God, knowing good and evil. You see? And then he throws you to what? Reasoning. Huh? Say, so is that, that's why God says we should not eat. So that we also become like gods. See, you are reasoning. Praise the Lord. You are reasoning. But what should have Eve told Satan? He should have taken the weapon. He said, it is written. Thus saith the Lord. He said, I will die. It settles it. Amen. And Satan took reasoning to attack the word and shook Eve off the path. See? Satan knows how to make reasoning appealing. Oh, I love what the prophet said. He makes the reasoning appealing to appeal. Say, look, you will not die. You will not surely die. You see? It will make you wise. You will be like a god. See? Very appealing. Brother Vlad, to be like God. See? Very appealing. Knowing good and evil. Reasoning. Oh, my. He said he makes reasoning appealing. It has to appeal to you. And the prophet said, sin is very appealing. Sin is appealing. And there's only one sin, and that is unbelief. So it is really appealing. Satan makes sin so appealing to you. And then the prophet gave a story. He said he had been reading just stop here for a few minutes. I've often thought as a young man and read about different nations and the morals of the country, and I've heard different people tell me about, especially down in France, down in a place called Pigalle. I don't know how they pronounce it in France, French. It's P-I-G-A-L-L-E. Pigalle. He said, yeah, it's in France. And how that people was so immoral, you see. So the prophet said he heard all this. So one day when he happened to be in France, he and three other ministers, he said he would like to go there and see what is happening over there. And the prophet said when he went, he said, the prettiest girls I ever seen in my life were there. Appealing. See? See, the prettiest girls I've ever met in the whole of my life, they were there. See? Appealing. They look so beautiful. When the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, they took to them wives. See? Beautiful girls, and they know how to appeal to men. They can flatter you. You see? They can make you feel really good. Before you are aware, you are already taken away. Praise the Lord. So he said, sin is appealing and attractive. That's what the prophet said. Satan has it. He said Satan is not like how you people draw him with a hoof and then with a tail and all that. He said, no. Satan is a slicker, appealing. Sin isn't rude. See? Sin is not rude. It's very appealing. Amen. Like he said, but if Eve had just stayed fortified with the word, allow the word to be their fortress. Thus saith the Lord here, thus saith the Lord there, left and right, thus saith the Lord, Satan would have taken flight. Amen. Amen. So the prophet was saying, now, let me say something to you Christians down here. He said, don't you ever stop 1 second for the devil. Amen. Don't you ever stop 1 second for the devil. Again, he said, don't stop to reason it out. Yes. When you start to reason, the devil comes right in. Don't reason about any word of God. You cannot reason God. You cannot understand God. Amen. You got to just believe God. Amen. 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 Believe every word as it is written. Amen. When you begin to reason, then Satan comes in to give you his version of what you are reasoning about. He said, I can't explain God. Nobody can. But the only thing, I just believe. I just believe it because he said so. Don't try to explain it. He said, unbelievers will say, there is no such thing as divine healing. You know what to tell them? He said, say, all right, that isn't for you then. It's for we believers. Amen. When somebody says there's nothing like divine healing, tell him it is not for you. It is for believers. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, an unbeliever will say, there is no such thing like as the Holy Ghost. He said, tell him, is it not for you? It is for me. And then go on your way. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. As he said, don't ever stop 1 second for the devil. Amen. As long as you see he's disputing, just finish it and leave him alone. Amen. Amen. He said, the doctors probably might have told Abraham, Abraham, you are 100 years old. Your wife is 90. How are you going to have a baby? Abraham will not try to explain it or reason with it, but will say, he said so, and I believe it. Amen. Amen. Oh, my sisters, my brothers, doctor will tell you, oh, see, because of this, because of that, that is his education. From the book, a man wrote it. But this one, God wrote it. Amen. He'll tell you, because of this, it's not possible. Because of that, it is not possible. What science says is impossible, faith says is possible. Amen. 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 Just tell the doctor, thank you for your good works. Thank you for your all your research. But one thing is that I believe God says there is no barrenness in his house. Praise God. Amen. And believe that. That's your weapon. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The word of God is your weapon. He said, no, you know, Eve lost the battle because she relied upon what? Reasoning. Instead of what? Faith in God. And then the prophet was telling the congregation, I want you to repeat this. It is in the message book. The prophet made them to repeat it. She relied upon her own reasoning instead of having faith in God's word. Amen. Amen. So let us all repeat it. She relied upon her own reasoning instead of having faith in God's word. Oh, hallelujah. Now let's see our reading for this evening. He said what? He said, though, as we are preparing to pray now, because now we have a weapon to hold. Amen. He said, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after flesh. Amen. Our warfare is not carnal. Our warfare is not carnal, it's spiritual. And the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through God. To the pulling down of strongholds. Every stronghold can be pulled down. Amen. With the weapon God has given to us. Amen. Casting down imaginations. That is reasoning. Huh? Cast down every imagination. Every reasoning. Cast it away. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Anything that will try to exalt itself to challenge the word of God. Oh, my brother, my sister, we have a weapon. We are going to bring everything under the captivity, under the obedience of Christ Jesus tonight. And then the one that I love so much is that having in readiness to revenge all disobedience. Huh? When your obedience is what? Fulfilled. I love it. Amen. Look, my brother, immediately your obedience, if you obey the word of God, Amen. All disobedience is finished. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. If you say yes to the word of God, it kills every disobedience. Oh, hallelujah. When your obedience is fulfilled, it does what? It's a revenge against all disobedience. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Obedience to the word. Amen. It kills every disobedience. Children, are you all listening? Are you listening? Your obedience kills every disobedience. Amen. Obedience to the word of God. Amen. And tonight, before we pray, let's look at what Moses, obedience to the word of God.
Amen.
God sending Moses to Egypt, that powerful nation at that time, to go and bring out his people. Because the cry of his people have come to him. And he said, I am come down to deliver them. Moses, go over. Oh, and God never trained soldiers with what? With all the armories. No, sir. But God gave, said, what is in your hands?
Amen.
It's a staff. Put it down. And you know the story already. And Moses was going towards Egypt with what? With only a staff. No military. And meanwhile, he was wanted even in Egypt. He's a wanted man in Egypt. A place he has run away from. But now he was going with what? The weapon of God. The word of God.
Amen.
Let my people go.
Amen.
I'm coming to take them out.
Amen.
No weapon. No any physical weapon. But the word of God.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The word is our weapon.
Amen.
And he went, obeyed God. And it killed every disobedience.
Amen.
And he went towards Egypt to bring out what? The children of God.
Amen.
Only with the word of God.
Amen.
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 Only with the word of God. My brother, tonight, if we shall, there are a lot of names, characters I want to call, but because of time, tonight, we are going to take the word of God and go right and send away the devil out from our midst.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
All that he has what held against us, tonight, it is a time to claim.
Amen.
Amen. It's a time to claim.
Amen.
Oh, my brother, when tomorrow they announce that, brother, you qualify for a claim. Yeah. You qualify for a claim.
Thank you.
So be at the bank at 8 o'clock. I tell you, 7 o'clock, you'll be there.
Amen.
I will be there, 7 o'clock, claim. Amen. So tonight... But when it comes to claiming eternal life,
Amen.
Look at empty seats. Anyway, God bless as many that generally they weren't able to come. We remember all of them. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But when it comes to eternal life, claiming,
Amen.
Oh, we begin to drag our feet.
Amen.
But when it comes to what? The Pharaoh's claims. Oh, brother, you quickly just go to the online to fill your forms immediately. Oh, to claim it. But when it comes to claiming eternal life, we find it's very sluggish. Brother, look at all these things. You see, you go to begin to think about all this. That when it comes to the natural side, you will do everything to claim it. Even you say, oh no, you don't qualify. Say, I qualify. Look here, look. You said when you have these requirements, I have the requirements. You will fight to get a claim. But you don't fight to claim eternal life. Oh, my brother, my sister, we have a weapon tonight. The word of God. Samson, as long as we have a covenant, Samson, as long as the prophet said he felt the covenant hanging behind him. Praise the Lord. The word of God, the covenant hanging behind him. He wasn't afraid of anything.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He took a jawbone of an ass and killed over 1,000 of his enemies.
Amen.
Look at David. Because he has the word of God,
He has been anointed. Tonight we are all anointed. Amen. As the children of God. Amen. And so we can stand against any Goliath tonight. Amen. As long as David knew that he has been anointed, he feared nothing. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that is what? Defiling the armies of God. Yes. Praise the Lord. Who is Satan tonight? David with just what? A slingshot. See, that's why Goliath said, am I a dog? See, am I a dog? Look at the boy. Am I a dog? Praise the Lord. But it is the power of God. Amen. Amen. Tonight, we have a prayer request from our pastor. Pastor, I've asked for prayers that there's something that's burning upon his heart, and he would like the church to remember him in prayer. So we will remember our pastor in prayer. And tonight, we want to take the word of God as our weapon. Brother, what is your Goliath tonight? You have a request also? Right. Okay. And so we have another prayer request also from our precious brother Francois. We're going to pray for him also, whatever he's looking for, that the Lord... We have our weapon tonight. Amen. Amen. So tonight, what is the Goliath that is before you? Amen. Amen. You have the word of God. You have the weapon. But what is the thing that is a hindrance before you? What is the thing that is making you? When you try to do something, yet you see the obstacles here and there. Tonight, my brother, you have the word. Just speak to him. Take the word of God and bring down every imagination of Satan. Bring down every works of Satan. Anything that has exalted itself against you. Tonight, you said, I have the word of God. I have my weapon tonight. And claim it. My brother, come and give us a song so that we enter into prayer. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. We are going to fight the enemy tonight. Whatever is in your... Listen. Whatever Satan is trying to bring to you that it is impossible, tonight, let Satan know that it is possible for you. Brother, believe it. Sister, believe it tonight. That anything that you have been, it has been going on your mind. Satan has been telling you that this thing, I see, it can't be possible. But brother, tonight, tell Satan it is possible for me. I hold my weapon. I hold my weapon tonight. It is for me.
Looks at
let's just
me
stand.
Darling of Calvary, Savior divine, now hear me while I pray.
Strength to my feet. thou my God.
Listen to what the Lord Jesus Christ said. He said, "For verily I say unto you, that whatsoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou removed, tonight be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." This is the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. So whatsoever he shall say, if you don't doubt it, you shall have whatsoever you want. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, whatsoever things ye desire tonight, when you pray, believe that ye have received them, and ye shall have them. These are not my words. These are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to demonstrate how to use the word. Praise the Lord. So my brothers, you enter into prayer tonight. Just take this words from the Lord Jesus Christ, that whatsoever ye shall say unto this mountain, what mountain is before you? Remove it tonight. Remove it tonight. Remove it tonight. Amen. Remove it tonight. It is already removed. Believe, he said, don't doubt in your heart as you are going to pray. Don't doubt. You know how to sing this song? I believe God. I believe God. Ask what you will, and it shall be done. Trust and obey. Believe and say, I believe God. Oh, I believe God. I believe God. Ask what you will, and it shall be done. Trust and obey. Believe and see. I believe God. And if you won't believe God, I believe God. Shall be done. Trust and obey. Believe and see. I believe God. And if you want salvation now, and the Holy Ghost and power, just trust and obey. Believe and see. I believe God, I believe God, I believe God, I believe God, ask what you want, and it shall be done, just and obey, believe and say, I believe God, I believe God, I believe God, ask what you want. And it shall be done. Trust and obey. Believe and say, I believe God. Do you believe tonight? My brother, whatever mountain the Lord Jesus is telling you, is telling us tonight, that that mountain shall be removed. It's removed tonight. Remove it tonight, my brother. Remove it tonight.
faith, if you will not doubt, that mountain got to be removed tonight. That mountain got to be removed tonight.
I believe God has what He will, and it shall be done. Trust and obey, believe and say, I believe God, I believe God. I believe God has what He will, and it shall be done. Trust and obey, believe and say. Now let us go as you believe, as you have told God you believe, then remove that mountain in your life.
Remove whatever mountain, the obstacle, the hindrances, the things that are worrying your life. Tonight, just remove it by faith. The Lord,
I believe,
I trust and I obey. I believe the Lord. Whatever the mountain that is before me, tonight, Lord, and we are pulling down every imagination. We are pulling down every works of Satan. Anything that has exalted itself against the knowledge of God, against the word of God, tonight we say, Lord, we believe. I believe, Lord. I believe, God. I believe. Lord, I believe that every mountain, hindrances and obstacles, I believe the Lord. Your word tells me there is no doubt in my heart. There is no doubt in my heart tonight. I believe, God. Lord, I thank you. You have given me a weapon tonight. Your word says so. It is written. It is written that if I will believe and speak to this mountain, this hindrance, this obstacle, move, they got to move. Move the obstacle. Move the hindrance. Move the mountain. Move it. Don't allow any reasoning. Don't allow any reasoning. Any doubt. Don't give room to any reasoning. Don't give room to doubt. Just believe. Just let the Holy Spirit bring out the utterance, and it will never return to you void. 3 Satan, it is written. 3 Satan, it is written. And I believe the word of God. I believe every iota. I move the mountain tonight. I move out the mountain tonight. He said, whatsoever ye desire. He said, as you pray, believe and you will receive them. Believe and you will receive them. Lord, tonight we move every mountain that is before us. We bring down every imagination of the enemy. We bring everything to subjection, O God. Pulling down every forces of the enemy. Anything that exalts itself against the knowledge of you, God. Father, tonight we subdue them, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord.
We bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, even angels bow before Him, heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God we serve. Isn't He wonderful? Isn't He wonderful? Isn't He wonderful?
Isn't He wonderful? Wonderful,
wonderful.
Isn't Jesus the Lord wonderful?
As I've seen His heaven and what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus the Lord wonderful? Isn't He wonderful?
Wonderful,
wonderful.
Isn't Jesus the Lord wonderful?
As I've seen His heavens, what's recorded in God's word.
Isn't Jesus
my Lord
wonderful?
Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Oh, Counselor,
Prince of Peace, Mighty God,
is He.
Oh, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame.
Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Oh, wonderful,
wonderful,
Jesus
is to me.
Oh, yes, Counselor and a Prince of Peace,
Mighty God is He. From all sin and shame.
Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Isn't He
wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful?
I see
His heaven, what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful?
Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me.
Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Oh, wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Oh, wonderful,
wonderful,
oh,
Jesus is to me.
Oh, Counselor,
Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He.
Saving me,
keeping me from all sin and shame.
Wonderful is my Redeemer,
praise
His name. Oh,
wonderful, wonderful,
Jesus is to me.
Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Oh, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Wonderful,
Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Oh, saving me, keep throne of sin and shame. Wonderful is my name. Praise his name. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful is in Jesus my Lord. Wonderful, eyes have seen his heaven. What's it called in God's word is in Jesus my Lord. Wonderful.
Amen. We thank the Lord for such a wonderful time in his presence. Just as we are going home now, let us just keep the church in prayer. Let us pray earnestly and contend for our faith. We'll meet you on Friday, same time, 7 o'clock, I think, on Friday. And we have youth meeting on Saturday at 1 o'clock. So let's just bow our heads and commit ourselves to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this evening. Father, indeed, it was not a time spent in vain, but it was a time, Lord, oh God, in which, Lord, you were amongst us, Lord. And we are so grateful that, Lord, your word is our weapon in this day. Father, you saw from the very foundations of the world that, Father, that nothing else could ever stand and only your word will stand, Lord. And you said it in your word that heavens and earth would pass away, but your word would never pass away, Lord. And we are so glad that, Father, you have given us your word. It is an eternal weapon. Father, it is there from everlasting to everlasting to keep us, Lord. So we thank you and we ask for your grace that, Father, we may be able to keep this word and stay behind it at all times, Lord. Father, we pray for this, Lord, for on our own we cannot do it, but we ask, Father, that you be merciful. Help our children, we commit them to you, Lord, and we pray for Brother Maxwell that you would restore strength and virtue unto him. Bless him on his journey back home. We pray, Lord, that you would give him a safe journey. All of us, as we go home, we pray, Father, that we take the anointing on us, Father, Lord, oh God, and keep it until we meet again on Friday, Lord. We pray, Father, for our pastor that you be with him. Lord, even the thing that you have put upon his heart, Lord, Father, you wouldn't place a burden on his heart unless it was not you wanting to deliver something to your people. So we commit him to you, Lord, that, Father, he may yield himself aside and let you work through him, Lord, O Father. Amen. We commit Brother Francois in college into your hands. Be with him too, O God. If there be any request among your children tonight, we pray that you be with them, Lord, and that you would answer every request, Lord, that, Father, you would not turn us away, but that we would go home with an answer, Lord, satisfied that you are an answering God. Amen. Be with us, O God, as we commit ourselves into your hands. We thank you, Father, for your mercies and grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you, saints.
Take the name of Jesus. Take the name of Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe. It will joy and comfort give you. Take it then wherever you go. Precious name. Oh, how sweet. Hope of earth and the joy of heaven. Precious name. Oh, how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name. Oh, how sweet. Hope of earth and the joy of heaven. Precious name. Oh, how sweet. Hope of earth and joy of heaven.